entrepreneurship is taking off. With e-commerce platforms and social media, it's easier than ever before to be your own boss. A study from Square last year found that over half of Gen Z is considering starting their own business. Athens is filled with young people, and its residents are no exception to the popular trend.
Throughout the semester, we've interviewed multiple business owners in Athens, students and full-time bosses alike. In this podcast episode, we're going to dive into their three distinct stories. First, we have Bella Duddy, a UGA senior who turned her passion for art into a profitable business.
I define myself by my art, and it's such an indescribable feeling that I can leave a piece of myself on each and every commission I make.
This unexpected profit gave me the realization that not only could I do this for a summer, maybe I could do it for my whole life.
That's Bella Duddy, a marketing student who turned her passion into a business and her talent into a career. From being told that she would never make a living from her art, to finding customers and making a profit, Bella Duddy sets an example as she puts her marketing education to use. Here's her story.
Looking back at my relationship with art, I can't really pinpoint a starting point where my passion truly began. I remember being six and all my aunts and uncles telling me I had something special in me when they were looking at the precise lines in my coloring pages compared to the rest of my siblings. I remember in sixth grade when my teacher would always yell at me for doodling in my book instead of doing the math problems on the board, telling me I'll never have a passion in art. And really from then, whether it was out of encouragement from my family or proving my teacher wrong, I really took initiative to grow my passion and my skill set when it came to this. In high school, through trial and error, I really focused on increasing my skills and my strong suits, and especially when the pandemic hit in 2019 is where I found the most growth. I often found myself stuck in the house, either outside or in the art store getting more supplies. I could use my talents to bring color and art into people's homes while giving myself an outlet to pour my emotions into when I was physically separated from all of my loved ones. My family would look at my pieces, and then I discovered that I actually had potential and I had something in me to maybe make this bigger and make it more than what it is. I started giving my paintings to my family and my grandmothers to bring some light in the world and such a period of darkness. And from it, I began Bella Dudes, which is now 5 or 6 years old, where I would just post my artwork to gain exposure. I gained more likes, interaction, comments, and I really figured out that people were wanting what I was being able to offer. Once I got into college, I saw an extreme opportunity to really put this in a more particular era when it came to how prominent Greek life is on campus, especially coming to date nights and game days. I was a sophomore when I struck my first deal with my first fraternity to make their game day banners, which was a consistent weekly job. I would spend probably 6 hours on a banner, gaining commission from that, and continuing to post my artwork on Bella Dudes really gained traction in a whole nother audience that I didn't really think of. Football fans and more people asking for banners for special events and parents' weekends and formals. Even just for me and my roommates, I have our banner that we hang up every game day. It's my favorite banner I've made. And now I have more and more people asking for replicas. And when everybody drives by, they'll stop and take photos or honk and tell us how unique and good this banner is. As a student, combining my talents and my business has been such a unique experience.
Bella isn't the only UGA student who used social media to develop her passion into a business. Kate Walsh runs her own online boutique, Katie Bop, and has balanced the business with school for the past 3.5 years.
3.5 years ago, Kate Walsh's life was not going according to plan.
It was kind of a crazy time in my life. I was actually waitlisted here at UGA, and that was where I had always wanted to go to college.
While all her friends visited Athens that summer before freshman year, Kate struggled knowing she'd be starting at Southern Methodist University that fall. To lift her spirits, Kate's mom offered a distraction.
My mom was like, let's go to Market in Atlanta. It's a big vendor showroom because she does a jewelry company.
Tagging along with her mom to America's Mart Atlanta ended up changing Kate's life. While there, she talked to tons of women her age that ran their own online fashion boutiques. Using some money she saved from selling clothes on consignment apps, Kate felt a spark to start a boutique of her own.
I just felt a calling to jump in with both feet, and it's my biggest blessing, and it's still running today.
Since launching in 2021, Kate's online store Katie Bop has sold dresses, accessories, and clothing targeted at college-aged women. Kate's now a fourth-year student at UGA after transferring in, and Katie Bop now has over 29,000 followers on Instagram. She attributes some of the success to her community here in Athens.
I am being surrounded by my target market 24/7 in college at a huge university where women constantly need new outfits for game days, date nights, all the things.
But balancing her boutique with other commitments isn't always easy for Kate. She's a full-time student in the Terry College of Business studying economics and is also a member of Tri Delta. Making time for the business, classes, and friends can get hectic.
Some days I am skipping class and I'm running all over Athens trying to drop off packages and get inventory in and plan a photo shoot and figure out the next collection I want to do.
The boutique may be online, but Kate still has to keep all the inventory somewhere. As Katie Bop grew, it got harder and harder to stack bins of clothes up her bedroom walls.
This year I have a little warehouse space. It's really cute. It's little, but it's cute. And I keep everything there. So whenever, a few days a week, I try to go every other day, logistically wise, to ship out packages. And then older inventory I leave at home with my mom.
Most of Katie Bop's sales come from the website, but she does hold in-person pop-ups, often at events for different sororities. This past summer, she found a new avenue to generate sales for Katie Bop. Her own iPhone app.
It's really cool to be able to say, like, oh, download Katie Bop app.
Kate says there's still some improvements to be made, but app users can already enjoy special perks.
Sometimes I'll do exclusive sales on the app, so I'll be like, app only, 20% off, you have an hour, that kind of thing.
Kate hopes to grow Katie Bop even more, eventually transitioning to a brand with her own designs. While her path as an entrepreneur was not something she ever anticipated, she recommends it to anyone who's interested in running a business.
If there's anybody that ever listens to this that is thinking about starting one, just please start it. It is the coolest thing ever. I feel so blessed. God's doing amazing things through it, and I just hope to continue doing all that I can for Him.
The entrepreneurial spirit in Athens isn't limited to the current UGA student body. UGA alum Melissa Ripley and her husband Corey live full-time in Athens, running a clothing boutique and multiple bars downtown.
In my opinion, a wise business investment, because there's always new students moving to town, even though, you know, the downside is, like, the students graduate and they leave, like, my employees, you know, it's not, I only have y'all for a certain amount of time, but there is always new energy and new kids come into town, so that is, it's a blessing and a curse, I would say.
I started working for Melissa Ripley, owner and manager of the boutique Fabric in downtown Athens, in the spring of 2024. With her and her husband both being small business owners, I've been interested ever since in their individual journeys to business ownership in a college town as hectic and booming as Athens.
So I always wanted to have my own boutique, and it just felt like the natural next step since I had been managing it full time since it started. It already felt like, you know, my own store. The previous owner, it was more of an investment opportunity for her. She had gotten married and had a baby and wanted a few less responsibilities, and I was looking for more and to grow my career. So really, the stars just aligned.
Melissa's story is one of right place, right time. She started working as the manager after graduating from UGA in 2011 and has been there ever since. In 2016, she purchased the store from its owner at the time and fulfilled her dream of owning a boutique. As a franchise, as opposed to a corporate location, Melissa gets to customize the store to her Athens customer base while also keeping the classic fabric feel.
A common theme and, like, brand consistency throughout all the locations, but, like, every physical location is different. Each local franchise does have a small buying budget so that we can order inventory to cater just to our local markets. And so for us, that's a lot of red and black. It's a lot of specific inventory for college students and even, you know, sorority date nights and parents weekend, those sorts of things.
Melissa and her husband Corey's storefronts are a mere two-minute walk from each other. Owner of the bar Clark's Collective, Corey has a team that he works with to manage Clark's, but Melissa flies solo. In tandem, they've created quite the team for tapping into the customer base that Athens offers.
So for me, it's just me, myself, and I. But Corey has two business partners, so they're able to kind of utilize each other's strengths and weaknesses between the partners to delegate who tackles what. And then it should be like Corey helps me out a ton in fabric too. So it's great that we can both help each other when needed, and we both get it because we both own our own businesses. And so we show each other a lot of grace because, you know, as much as we make plans and try to stick to schedule, sometimes things come up and that's just part of it.
The entrepreneurial boom in Athens highlights the power of passion, creativity, and technology. Bella, Kate, Melissa, and Corey show how anyone, from students to full-time residents, can turn their dreams into thriving businesses.